This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. Thanks so much for listening. 5.8% unemployment rate. Positive, but a slightly less than expected 214,000 new jobs on the payrolls. Not that it does much good for President Obama in a bad political week, but all this, our job advice from you out there. We're going to have some fun, funniness. Comedian Maria Bamford opens her very rich and painfully funny mind to us. Thank you, Maria. Although she clearly can't help herself, we learn from our own Kristen Meinzer. We'll have fun even about the economy. Did you know there is a Jimmy Fallon effect, being nice as an economic driver? And we'll talk about a rediscovered gem of a story from the man who wrote The Grapes of Wrath. But Charlie Herman is with us, business and economics editor for The Takeaway, co-producer WNYC. Charlie, welcome. 5.8% unemployment. You have a minute to give me the takeaway from this Department of Labor report.
Well, what we're seeing here is a pretty consistent, solid job gains, but we're not at the level that we really need to see to really get the economy to really take off. I mean, this is good. It's sort of like the rocket ship is starting to take off. It's getting some steam, but it hasn't really gone incredibly fast or at the speed that we need to. I think things are really lining up for 2015 to look really good, barring any sort of major catastrophe to come along the way. But, you know, what we really need to see is more people getting hired. We need to see the number of people in the labor force. You know, we've seen that number declining because people feel they can't find work. We need them to come back to start getting jobs. And I think as more people start getting hired, we might start seeing wages go up. That's the biggest thing, the biggest trend we've noticed is despite the unemployment rate at 5.8%, people still aren't really making more money, that their real wages adjusted for inflation are at about the level that they've been since 2000.
So you can see people rowing in the economy, but they really need to gain wages for this thing to take off.
You know, more people in the boat, you're going to go faster and farther. Right now, it's rowing. It's going forward. We're at a 4-man boat. Let's get up to an 8-man boat.
Click. You did it. Charlie Herman, Takeaway co-producer, economics and business editor. Charlie, thanks so much.
Thank you.
The raw national job numbers may be about business cycles and the tidal waves of supply and demand, but they are also the collective energy of people learning to make their own ways, to reinvent, to ride the changes in the economy, to make jobs their own, to hold on any way they can. Individual intelligences determined to make it, not as billionaires necessarily, but just as stable pieces of this economy we talk about all the time. Here's one. Joining us is Mark Weitz & Korn, president of Weitz & Korn's, a men's clothing store in Pottstown, Pennsylvania. How many years have you been in business, Mark?
This year, we're celebrating 150 years.
And you're generation number?
4.
So what is the secret to your success? You're a monopoly there in Pottstown. What's going on?
Well, yeah, we're the only clothing store left in the Pottstown area. Years ago, back in the 50s and 60s, there were about 7 men's stores. But I think you just have to kind of change with the times, whether it be your merchandise mix or your advertising strategies or what products you offer.
And your relationships with your customers, everybody knows you. People know of, you know, your store as well as they know anything else in town.
A lot of people do, yeah. I mean, we're a destination store in our area, and we try to get to know our customers. It's personalized service that I think is very important to us. As my father said years ago, pretend you're doing business in the middle of a cornfield. Give people a reason to come to you, and then give them a reason to come back. So it's the way we treat people and try to call everybody by first name that we know.
Pretend to do business. Pretend you're doing business in a cornfield.
In the middle of a cornfield.
That is brilliant. That's brilliant. Now you're going to be wiped out by the internet, right?
No, my brother's my partner. His son is more computer savvy, and for a couple of years now, we've been working hard to increase our presence on the internet, and that's been a real growth area for us.
And so I can go to Weitz & Korn's and
WeitzAndKornsMenswear.com,
and I can order a bow tie. I can order an instruction book of how to actually tie the bow tie.
You can get all kinds of things from Tommy Bahama clothing, that we have our own Tommy Bahama shop, to Hugo Boss suits and sportswear, Enro shirts, Ballon pants. Yeah, anything you want, we'll ship it to you.
What is it about your spirit or intelligence or determination that insulates you from the horrors that are happening to the JCPenney's and the Sears of the world right now?
Well, you know, I think you have to keep some of your competition mindful, but I think you really have to stay focused on who you are and what how you handle people, what products you give them, the service you give them. We have our own full-time tailor shop right on premise. You know, we do tuxedo rentals and sales. We literally are a one-stop shop. We have everything from hats to shoes and from blue jeans to tuxedos.
And in terms of your business, you know, lessons for these difficult times, I mean, are you hiring right now?
Actually, I am looking for somebody part-time getting into the holiday since my nephew is pretty well devoted to the internet. We need to have some more floor coverage, yes.
So you're part of these, you know, positive jobs figures.
Sure.
Mark Weitz and Korn, have a great holiday season and hope to visit you down there in Pottstown.
Okay. Thank you for having me.
Mark Weitz and Korn is president of Weitz and Korn's, a men's clothing store that has been in business for 150 years in Pottstown, Pennsylvania.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.